plate a potential nugget.
In a different part of the book, Pradeep, you make the connection between Shankaradeva and what he did with music and images. And fascinatingly enough, you connect it to how leaders of today use social media. Connect the dots for us.
Right. So who was Shankaradeva? Shankaradeva was a poet saint from Assam. And he is largely credited today for spreading Vaishnavism or the worship of Vishnu in Assam. People, we don't have many sources of his life history. And this is not to say, Deepak, that we are looking only at written sources. I am very clear, in India, we've always looked at oral traditions as well. And in fact, I've struggled a lot with this period, and I will struggle a lot more with the earlier periods, because many of these oral traditions have actually vanished in the last 20, 30 years or 40 years. Because we've lost that generation, as in when each generation passes away, that oral tradition goes away. But Shankaradeva was somebody who was able to bring Assam, especially the various smaller rulers of Assam, to move from the earlier religions they were practicing into Vaishnavism. And not only did he bring them into Vaishnavism, he was able to unite that entire region on the basis of Vaishnavism. And what he has done is very, very interesting. He has worked with the kings in a particular way. And there it's largely been practice of personal leadership. So like, and I've taken the Sikh gurus as well. So they've also done this. Small acts which showed personal example of leadership. So in terms of living a life of the values that he preached, right? Or never asking a king for favors, or waiting, or never admonishing a king in public, or giving advice to the king in terms of how he should rule, but never thrusting himself. So that is at a level of the king. But at the mass level, he's also looked at how do I communicate stories to the larger groups of people. And what are these stories really all about? All the stories of our texts in the religion are stories of hope. And he's looked at these stories of hope to really give hope to people and improve their self-identity. So he's created these bhajan mandals, as they are, I think, known today, in terms of bringing people together through music. And as they sing, they connect with each other. There's an emotional outlet for the music. They're able to bring each other closer to themselves. And he's also used visual images. So he had this huge scroll painted with all the stories. And even today in the Assam Bengal region, I suppose it's a dying art. You have these stories which are painted in paper, and as the story moves, the paper also moves. So it's like your PPT in the olden days, but visually capturing what the aspirations could be. And we do this even today, right? When many coaches, when we want to inspire somebody, we paint a picture of what the future looks like. And that image can be a very powerful source of inspiring us. And people like Shankaradeva used it very well to bring people together and also develop a sense of self-respect. And he was able to use this to bring people together and remove a lot of the caste barriers, which has been a curse in India for many, many years.
Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com.